Hello! Welcome to Crispy Tart Topics. This is episode 9. We're really excited because it's a holiday episode. I'm Crispy Tart.
And I'm Yeggs over easy.
We have some very, very interesting stories to tell you guys this week. We, as you know, we had some holidays, and tomorrow starts 2018, so hopefully we're going to get this recorded and uploaded before the new year so you guys can listen. We've had a week off work.
Yeah, I was home for the holidays back in Michigan, so I was being miserable.
She was really cold, texting me about how she missed her cats. I was babysitting the cats.
Yeah, but a couple interesting things happened when I was back home. I, of course, had to run back into an old fuck buddy, the one that always contacts you when they know you're coming home. This is what always happens. They text you like a few days saying, so, like, when are you coming home?
Or, yeah.
But they know, they're on your social media. Like, they know you posted that you're going to be home at this time. Like, the only time they contact you. So, I saw him. I'm going to talk about him in our year review that we're about to do.
And also, we have just a little snippet about Chaz Johnson. I know we did talk about him last time, but there's more.
There's always more.
So we're going to kind of begin with that. And then we have a very special top 10 craziest dating relationship sex things that happened to us this year. So stay tuned. Anyway, so this weekend, why don't you start with what
Chaz Johnson. He actually contacted me while I was home, and we've been trying to get him to hang out with us. We haven't hung out with him since we recorded with him. We want him to be our friend. So
if you guys don't know who Chaz Johnson is, please listen to Chaz Johnson part one and part two so you can get the backstory. But anyway.
Anyway, I pretty much called him out for not wanting to hang out with us. And as soon as I did that, he asked me to hang out, but I was, you know, back in Michigan, so I couldn't. And he thought I was, like, asking him to cancel his plans, like, the last time I asked him to hang out, and was assuming all this shit, and it was kind of weird. But anyways, I hit him back when I came back to LA, which was yesterday, a couple days ago, and he never responded.
So she said, yo, no response.
So, of course, like, the normal reaction is to have Crispy text him off her phone.
Yeah, and, you know, keep in mind, we don't, like, have our numbers. We didn't exchange numbers. And, okay, so this is a little backstory. Like, I downloaded this app called Hiya. Not Sponce, but it's really cool. Like, it's basically caller ID for your phone. And so I found out his real name, like, first and last name through that. Because I don't think we ever knew his last name.
I kind of knew it, but wasn't totally sure.
Like, just in case you guys know, Chaz Johnson is his, like, pseudonym. But, anyway, I texted him, and we went to the friend bar.
Okay, but she texted him, you up.
Oh, yeah. You, not spelled, just the letter U, up. And it was, like, 10:30 p.m.
And he immediately responded. He immediately responded to this motherfucker. I was so pissed.
Yeah. Like,
what the fuck, dude?
So if there's anything like sexual involved, that's when he responds. Basically, Chaz Johnson, tell us if this is true. Please comment. So anyway, I texted him and he was like, we were like shooting back and forth like ping pong, right? Like really,
instant,
really
instant
the conversation was like very, very instant. But we were just, like, wanted to mess with him. So we weren't telling him who I was. And so we tried to get him to come to to the bar we were at. And he was like, who's this? And then he was like, can I have a picture? Like, and so I sent him a picture of my hands over my face. And, like, I think he got kind of turned on by that picture because it seemed like BDSM-y. Tell me if this is true, Chaz Johnson.
Oh my God.
So And so after that, he said, oh, send another picture, or nudes, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard that right. Nudes. He asked for nudes to, like, some random stranger.
Yeah, it was not okay. So that'll happen, and he fucking knew it was me fucking with him. And then I texted him yesterday or something, and I was like, will you respond faster if I send nudes? And then he immediately he immediately responded and was like, oh, my bad, like, blah, blah, blah.
So,
like, why do all this and not just, like, chill with us?
Yeah, stop thinking with your dick, Chaz Johnson. Think but with, like, your head.
Why can't guys just be friends with girls? Was it because we kissed?
I think that guys are afraid of girls.
Like, I think that's what it is. Like, he's afraid I'm gonna be like, love me.
Yeah.
Shit.
Okay, sorry, there are firecrackers and we just scared the cats. Yeah. But anyway, damn, they better stop while we're quiet on the set. Quiet on the set. But anyway, I don't know. I think the guys just need to stop pretending that, I don't know, something is going to happen when it doesn't have to happen.
Your ego is so big that you think that just because someone wants to hang out with you, who's a girl, like, they just want to.
Like, don't be worried about that. Like, why can't we just hang out, like, regardless of whether or not we're going to hook up? Can we just hang out, like, as friends? Yeah. And then if something happens, it happens. But you don't have to make that the goal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
exactly. But he just sounds like a douchebag.
I don't know, Chaz
He's
Johnson.
He's kind of a douchebag.
Please hang out with us again to confirm if you're a douchebag. Yes. Anyway, that's just the snippet that we wanted to tell you. Let's get into the juicy, juicy, juicy part of the podcast today. So we compiled a list of 10 things. Each of us have 10 things that were, like, really fucking weird that happened to us this year with either Tinder dates or people we met at a bar. Or some of it was just people that we, like, were friends with and then something weird happened. So. Yeah. Some of the stories might be a little bit of repeats, but we're telling some extra information that you guys haven't heard before, so stay tuned. And we kind of try to put it in order from, like, least crazy to most crazy. So,
we'll start with number 10.
Yeah, which is least crazy. And, my number 10 I call re-meeting an old Tinder fling. What did you call your number 10?
Coffee shop Koreans. dash. Oh, what does that say?
Twin girls?
I can't read my own.
It looks like it says twin girls.
I can't read my own handwriting, but.
Let's start with your story, because this was interesting.
Oh, it says curvy girls.
Okay.
Okay, so I was at the Coffee Bean, and Christy.
She was waiting for me and our other BFF.
Yeah, and so these two Koreans, one of them just comes up to me out of nowhere and says, so, like, you got any 4th of July plans? And I was like.
So this is around the 4th of July, if you didn't already guess.
Like, all right, like, that's, like, a good way to approach someone. It's decent. And I was like, oh, like, I don't know yet. What are you guys doing? And we started talking. And then Crispy and her friend showed up, and then he started being weird, and he said he, like, goes to church to meet girls and, like, pretends that he's holy just so that he can, like, sleep with girls. And then he kept telling me how attractive I was and that he loves curvy women, and then he followed us to the anime expo.
Yeah. Well, first, we had plans to go to the anime expo, and
I guess we invited them.
No, we did not invite them. They kind of invited themselves.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going. Like, let's meet up. And so.
But we saw them there, and we just, like, dodged them.
Yeah, we
the whole
bailed.
Time.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was weird.
So if you're a dude, like, trying to hit on a girl, maybe don't, like, be creepy like that.
Yeah, and if I'm not answering your phone calls or your texts, like, I don't want to hang out. So don't follow me. Don't follow people. In general.
Yeah.
Unless someone says, yeah, you should come. Don't fucking invite yourself. Don't follow them there. It's
but
fucking weird.
Also, like, if somebody wants you to be somewhere, they'll just say they want you to be somewhere.
So listen.
Yeah.
What was your number 10?
So my number 10, as I said, is called Re-Meeting an Old Tinder Fling. So this guy that I met on Tinder, I think we actually met in 2016, but when we had our second, our re-encounter or whatever, that was this year. But I want to do a little background because I think that's important to the story. So I think he was one of the first guys on Tinder that I met in LA. Mm. And we went hiking. And it was, like, pretty cool. He was really into, like, psychedelics. And, like, he was like, yeah, like, I really want to try DMT. Like, we should try DMT together. And, like,
oh my God.
So, I don't know. He was, like, all right, I guess. And after we went hiking, we decided, like, we were going to go to this bonfire that his friends were going to. And I can't remember which beach, but it's, like, pretty far south, like, from where we live in central LA. So, like, it was, like, an hour away. And so we were going to meet his friends at the beach, and it was, like, a $50 Uber to get there, and he paid to get there. And then, like, we got there, and his friends were gone. So we ended up just, like, buying a bottle of liquor and, like, drinking it on the beach together.
That's fun,
though. Yeah, yeah, it was fun. And we played Truth or Dare. okay. But I think we drank, like, almost the whole, like, entire fifth of liquor between the two of us.
Oh, my God.
And, like, he got, like, really fucked up. And I dared him to go, like, put his head in the ocean. And he did, but he ended up, like, taking it, like, a second step and, like, just going into the entire ocean.
Oh, my God.
And then he realized his phone was in his pocket. Oh. And so his phone died. And I was like, okay, well, now I've got this, like, really fucking fucked up dude. And we're, like, out here, like, an hour away in the middle of nowhere. Okay. Like, I don't know where we are. So I had to pay for, like, the $50 Uber, like, back.
Damn.
And I took him back to his place, and he was, like, passed out. And then I woke up in the morning, and I was, like, we slept in the same bed, but, like, didn't do anything because he was too fucked up.
Yeah.
And, like, I woke up in the morning, and he had, like, puked on himself. Like, there was puke, like, on the side of the bed. Like, it was just really, really gross. But, I mean, he was a nice guy. Just that was, like, fucking weird. So, anyway, fast forward, like, maybe 6 or 7 months. We were at a coffee shop that with me, Yeggs, and our other friend. We're kind of a trio. And we were just, like, I don't know, like, doing some work, like, working on our laptops. And I saw him with a girl. And
he kept looking at you, too.
Yeah, and I didn't know if I should say something. I don't know, I felt kind of awkward. So,
Because you guys didn't talk after that?
No, after that we did, kind of, like, I think we hung out, like, a couple times after that. But, like, I kind of stopped replying to his texts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, because he kind of got, like,
like, really into you.
Yeah, like, we work really well together. Like, oh. I feel, like, powerful when I'm with you. And I'm like, no. But anyways, so.
Powerful?
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, like, we saw him with a girl, and, like, neither of us said anything. And then the girl left. And Yeggs left, and I was just with the other guy that's our friend. And he came up to us, actually, which is a pretty bold move.
Yes.
But he came up to us and, like, sat down because he needed to plug in his phone. And just started talking to us. And he was like, yeah, that's my girlfriend. We met at, like, a grocery store. And she was kind of, like, jealous that you were here, so I didn't want to talk to you.
He told her?
Yeah. Yeah, he told her, like, who I was, I think.
That's awkward.
I mean, I would want, like, my boyfriend to say, like, tell me if
Why?
He saw, like, I don't know, just, like, out of curiosity.
Well, it's like, you know, it's probably going to make them uncomfortable, so.
You should just ignore.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They don't, I feel like your significant other does not need to know every detail about your past, like.
But I'm kind of curious about that kind of stuff. I don't think that I would be hurt by it if he's with me now and that thing ended.
Well, I mean, we would find it funny, but I think most girls would be upset by it.
Okay. So maybe he shouldn't have mentioned it.
Yeah.
But anyway, like, she got kind of jealous, and I think that's why she left. And then he came up and talked to us, which is kind of weird. But
yeah, it's kind
of anyway, it was chill, though. Like, he was, because our friend's a guy, too, so it wasn't like he was trying to hit on me or anything.
Right.
But yeah, so that was just re-meeting my old Tinder fling, and it was actually not that weird.
But it was.
Yeah. But it was, like, pleasant, at least. Okay, so now we're on to number 9. My number 9 is called Mexico, and what's your number 9 called?
Yours is, like, so nicely titled. Mine is Colin Basement - Weird Show.
All right, well, let's hear yours. This is juicy, guys.
So I met this guy at Bumble, and it was actually when me and Crispy were supposed to do a double Bumble date, but Herb's bailed. So I was still meeting this guy, and I actually ended up really liking him, and he liked me too, and we started, like, going out more. And he brought me, he was like, my friend's having this show, blah, 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 you want to go? I was like, oh, cool, yeah. And he warned me that they were really weird. And
wait, he said weird or?
Yeah, that their music was shitty and weird. So he told me.
Okay.
And
okay.
Surprise, it was. It was really fucking weird. It was like, okay, we walk in to this place in the middle of nowhere. Like, it just was like a room, empty warehouse or something. And there was like 3 people performing, but they were like screaming and making weird noises.
It was like chanting. Yeah.
I'm gonna play this shit for you
guys. Guys, just listen. This is like some seance this was just, shit.
This is like just a clip.
It sounds like they're like summoning like spirits or something.
Yeah. And I was kind of very uncomfortable, and he wasn't really like talking to me that much, and
but it was also kind of weird because it was a bunch of friends that he hadn't seen in a while, and he didn't really
he hadn't seen them in a year, he said. And then we go to this thing, but okay, listen to this shit though. Like, that's just a small clip, but she's like
chanting. Howling at the moon,
yeah. Like. And then we go out. We leave with his friends after that, and we go to another random ass hole in the wall, and I go in, and it's totally fogged, machined out. Like, you cannot see. There's so much fog. And it was, like, EDM music, and, like, people on he was like, oh, by the way, I took some acid before this. I was like, all right.
What the fuck?
He said, like, he took a microdose. That's, like, a thing now.
A microdose? Wait, what does that even mean?
Like, you just take a really, really small amount.
Like, and it gets you the tabs? Like,
or yeah, like, but it, or something. I don't know. But, and then it gets, it's, like, the right way to take it. Like, it gets you just a little fucked up.
Okay.
So, I mean, I would he be wasn't that fucked maybe. Up, but he was. And then he was telling me how his ex-girlfriend and him still fight, like, over text message. And
so it's not really over, basically.
Yeah. And then we stopped talking shortly after that. But, yeah, that was all very weird. I don't know why he brought me to that at all. Like, that just wasn't the right place to bring someone you just started dating, like, to your friends that you haven't seen in a year, weird-ass show. Like,
right. Like, I don't know. I didn't like that he didn't really, like, introduce you to people or, like, try to, like, make you feel welcome.
They kept talking about just their lives together. Like, they all used to live together, and they were just talking about their memories. I'm just, like, standing there.
So awkward.
Awkward. Yeah.
Like, you don't know anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody, like, ask you about who you are?
Nope.
That sucks.
Like, yeah.
Nobody was, like, interested in meeting you.
Not really.
Yeah, that's stupid.
So I kind of went off by myself a lot, and we got to bring our own alcohol, so it was just, like, getting fucked up. Like, I was like, I cannot be here mentally right now.
But that's cool that, like, if you could remember where those spots are, like, it's cool. Like, I like BYOB places. Right. Like, we need to find more of those.
True.
Speaking of BYOB, like, I'm going to pour another drink, but first, let me tell you my story. So,
I'll get your drink.
Oh, thanks, Boo. So this is about Mexico. I went to Mexico in April this year, and it was with some friends that I met when I first moved to LA. And we had a group of maybe like 7 people, and we were all sharing the same hotel room. So it was like a 2-bedroom hotel room, and that's how we were able to do it really cheap. So it was my friends that like were my coworkers when I first started working here. Two girls that I knew, and then these other two guys that they knew, and like this guy and his girlfriend. So it was kind of like a weird mix of people. But anyway, one of the guys that was, he was friends with the guy that my friend knew. He was kind of like really flirtatious and like flirting with me the entire night. And I guess we like all got separated. So the girls kind of got separated from the guys, and we were at, thanks Boo. Mm-hmm. We were at a club. And this is the first night we were there. I guess I lost. Actually, I got separated from the girls too. And so I ended up alone. And I was like, well, I'm just going to walk home or walk back to the hotel. And so I walked back to the hotel. And I was the first one back. So I just like fell asleep. But it was like 2 in the morning. Nobody had came back yet. And then I woke up to the two guys coming, and they like came into bed with me. So it's like 3 guys or 3 people in the same bed. And I was like asleep, and then I woke up to like the one guy that had been flirting with me, like putting his hands down my pants and like rubbing his boner on my butt. No. And I was like, wait a minute, what? Like, I'm asleep right now. That's like, I was literally like passed out on the bed. Like I came like a few hours before they got there. And I think I just like pulled his hand out and like turned the other, or like scooted away from him.
Mm-hmm. And he stopped?
He stopped, but I think he took my hand and like put it on his boner.
Oh my God.
And then like I like pulled that away and then just like went back to sleep. And then in the morning, like, neither of us said anything about it. And it was, like, really fucking awkward. Then, fast forward to the second night we were there, my friend ended up, like, passing out next to him. And he did the fucking same thing to her! Oh, like...
That's really nasty.
Yeah! Like, don't do that. Like...
That's fucked up.
Especially if someone's sleeping. Like, yeah. You shouldn't...
You should always get consent.
Yeah, that's like borderline rape, man.
That is assault. Like,
yeah.
No, always get consent, guys. It's fucked up.
Yeah, like never like
just try assume that you can touch somebody
when they're sleeping. Like, yeah. Especially like that's not consent.
Ew. Sorry that happened to you. It's fucked up.
It's okay. It's not your fault.
Still fucked up, though.
Yeah. And my friend had a boyfriend, too. Like, ooh. So she had to explain it to her boyfriend, and ooh. Yeah.
That's weird.
So, anyways. On to number 8. Dude, this is going to be a long episode, so stay tuned, guys. Like, I think we're already, like, 20 minutes in, but it's great. This is, like, your special bonus New Year's episode, and since we skipped a week, yeah. Like, yeah, it's going to be great.
So, number 8. Okay, so this guy's nickname is Dildo because his name is Dylan and he's a fucking asshole. So
Dildo with a Y.
Yeah. Okay, so the story behind this guy is I met him off Tinder a few years ago. I've known him for a while before I moved here. And
so you met him in Michigan.
Yeah. And we had been fuck buddies for a while, like a year. And then I moved here, but I always thought maybe we should have dated, but that just never happened. And I've always seen him when I go visit home. Mm-hmm. He only talks to me when I'm about to go visit.
So it's a different one like that.
No, it's the same.
This is the guy you were talking about in the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay.
So saw him, and I was with my friend, and I wanted to smoke, so I hit him up. And so he took us to go smoke, and in Michigan, that's illegal, so we have to go find somewhere to hide. Anyways, so he brought us to the river, which is, like, underneath the freeway, and you can, like, walk down there. So we walked down there, and of course no one's there, because it's, like, 10 p.m., and it's fucking cold as shit. And this motherfucker goes over to the fence. It climbs over the fence and wants to go, like, in the woods to smoke. And I was like, why don't we just go under the bridge? Like, there's no like one's nobody down there. Here. Yeah. I don't want to climb over a fucking fence right now and like climb through the woods. And he got really pissed and was like, no, like, just fucking come on, like, blah,
no,
blah.
No, he said, like, you're not going to call the shots or something like that.
And then, yeah, because we started walking away. Because I was like, I'm not fucking doing that. Like, no. And he was like, you guys are going to call the fucking shots around here. And I was like, we're leaving. Like, we're going to go to a bar or something. And we walk away. And then he finally comes over. He, like, speeds past us. And he's like, you're being a pain in the ass. And I was like, you're being a pain in my fucking ass. And then we finally...
You guys sound like an old married couple.
Yeah. And then we finally smoked. And no one came. It was fine. But before I even came home, we had been sexting.
Oh.
And, yeah.
You didn't tell me that part. Damn, Gucci. Okay.
Okay. And, like, but then, like...
It smells like peanut butter. Smell it.
No. And then, okay, we were sexting and...
Wait, what kind of sexting? I was like... Pictures?
Snapchat. So pictures, we were, like, sending though? Pictures, okay. Videos, texts, and I was like, let me see you come.
Oh.
So he... said like he was watching porn too, so he like couldn't do it all. I don't know. But then he sent me a picture of his face, and he was like laying down on the bed face down, and he was like, and he was like, this is me coming. And he was like,
Did it seem like acting?
And it was just his face. No, it wasn't, but it was fucking weird.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to see that. Like, that's like,
you want to see like the, yeah, like, it come out of the dick.
And, yeah, like, I don't want to see you masturbate laying down. Like, that means you're, like, humping a pillow or something. And that's, like, uncomfortable. I don't know. I don't
weird,
like that.
Weird, yeah.
That's not what I wanted. Yeah. And then, when we were hanging out and he dropped us off, he tried to kiss me with my friend, like, in the back seat. And he was, like, trying to make out with me. And he's, like, you want to go smoke some more? And I was, like, not really. Bye. And then we didn't talk after that. Sucks, because we've been friends for like 4 years.
But I think that he'll still be in contact with you.
Oh yeah, probably.
So if you ever come visit again, like, I mean, you will. And
yeah, he'll be like, what's up?
Yeah. So my number 8 is entitled Coke Guy. This was a guy that I met on Tinder, a Korean American guy. And we went to this place called Obi Bear. And it's in Koreatown, just like a chicken place. Excuse me. And let's see. So it started out like kind of a normal date. We just like had some soju and drank and talked. And we got like pretty drunk at the bar. And he was like, oh, well, let's go to, like, another bar. And we had some leftover chicken, and he lived, like, literally a block away from the bar. So we went back to his house to drop off the leftover chicken. And then he said, oh, like, I have some Coke. Do you want to have a line, and then we'll go to the bar? And I was like, all right, yeah, sounds good. Mm. And so...
Very good decisions this year.
And so, yeah, we took a line of Coke, and we ended up getting into, like, some really deep conversation about, I guess, our goals in our life and kind of what we want to do with our career, and ended up taking, like, more Coke. And just fast forward, it was 4 a.m. I don't really know what happened, but at that point, he kind of, like, took me over to his bed and started making out with me and trying to have sex with me. And he told me that his ex-girlfriend that he, I guess maybe this is the girl that he dated before he got on Tinder, she had some kind of vagina problem. Like, okay. I should have done the research about this, but it's an actual condition where, like, it hurts so bad to have sex.
Oh,
like,
I've heard of that.
That you can't.
Yeah.
And so he told me that he never had sex with his girlfriend. Like, they would, like, mess around and, like,
right,
she'd, like, give him blowjobs and maybe he could
eat her out or something.
Yeah, but not, like, actual penetration. So I think he was just really deprived, and he was really trying to, like, fuck me, and I was like, I was thinking, like, it's 4 a.m, we just did a bunch of coke, like, no,
yeah.
I can't. So anyway, I don't think, after that he took me home, it was 6 a.m, and I called our friend when I got home, and I said, let's go get breakfast.
Oh my god.
But, yeah, I didn't really see him again after that. It was just too much. Like, we got into some really deep shit when we were talking to each other.
It was,
and, like,
too much, too fast.
Yeah, it was just too personal, too quick. So, yeah.
But, like, why is that a turn off?
I think because you're not really displaying your true self, or it was just, like, the drugs talking. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I definitely told him everything that I told him was truthful about myself, but
yeah,
that's not how I am in the real world, or
yeah. Okay,
so that was coke guy.
Which number was that?
Number 8. Okay. We have a ways to go.
Oh my god.
Guys, stay with us.
All right, I'll try to be quick with this one then, because the rest of them are pretty fucking good.
Yeah, they get better and better.
But number 7 for me is Malibu-Rando-Throw-Up. So you can imagine what that's going to be. So I was at the club, and end of the night, I started making out with this guy. And then he's like, you want to come home with me? I said, yes. And he goes, I live all the way in Malibu. Is that okay? And me being an idiot, because it's like an hour away, I was like, yeah, that's fine. And I didn't even know this guy's name. It was really bad. Anyways.
You never exchanged names, or you don't remember?
Not
it?
Until we got to his house.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And I was like, wait, what's your name? And then he made me some carne asada.
Oh, that's cool. Was he Hispanic?
No. He was mixed. Black and white.
Okay.
And so started fooling around. But okay, we walk in his bedroom, and there's like one of those middle school black disco balls like going off, and like Christmas lights put up all over the place.
Wait, he turned it on when you walked in?
It was
in?
Already on.
Oh, what? That's weird.
So it was like a frat house, but it was like this really beautiful house in Malibu.
Oh, cool.
It was weird. But anyways, he couldn't stay hard, so he just ate me off forever. And which was fine. And then we were going to sleep, and all of a sudden I wake up out of a dead sleep to him hurling next to me in the bed.
Dude, same story.
Yeah. And luckily he turned to the wall and not towards me. And then he immediately like got up and took off the sheets. And I
wait,
just...
so he puked like in between the crack
in
the wall.
Yeah.
Okay.
He took off the sheets though right away and then slept on the couch. But I left like before he woke up, so we never exchanged information.
That's good, yeah. But that's also kind of weird.
Very weird.
Damn. Okay, so my number 7 is entitled Hot Tub Guy. Okay, I'm going to try to make it fast, too. I'm really bad at telling stories quickly. But this guy I met at Fat Burger. So, Fat Burger is like a fast food joint that also has a little bar.
Oh, my God.
And so I was sitting at the bar at Fat Burger. And I think I just gotten off work and I was like super hungry. And Fat Burger was there calling my name, so I was just really eating some Fat Burger and trying to, like, scarf it down and have a beer and just relax after work. And this guy comes up to me and he's like, oh, I like your jacket. I don't know. Everybody always
likes like, your clothes.
But maybe that's kind of...
That's a good way to meet people.
Yeah, it's better than saying you're really pretty, because if people say you're really pretty, it's kind of offensive sometimes. So
yeah.
If they compliment, like, something you're wearing. But anyway, so we started talking and... they were watching, I don't even know what sport, because, like, I don't care at all, but they were watching, like, some sport on TV, and so he seemed kind of like, okay, no offense to all the sports watchers out there, the sports ball watchers out there, but he seemed kind of douchey, like, starting out, so, anyway, we ended up exchanging numbers. And he told me he was a pharmacist, and so I kind of figured he had a lot of money, and he had bought me all my drinks.
Oh,
Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so I stayed there for, like, an hour, and I think he bought me 3 drinks. So I was like, all right, like, keep buying me drinks. That's fine. And I think during that week, he kind of texted me, and I would give him short responses, but I wasn't really interested in him.
Yeah.
Because he seemed kind of douchey to me. But I think that Friday, I was hanging out with some girlfriends, your roommate, and they were kind of, you know, trying to do something fun, and I said, well, there's this kind of maybe douchey guy that we could hang out with that wants to hang out with me, and he had invited me over to his hot tub.
Oh, God.
He was like, I have a hot tub, and I was like, well, actually, you should just meet us at this bar, and so it was me and 2 other girls, and he met us at the bar, and it was maybe 9 o'clock. Actually, it wasn't a Friday. It was a Thursday. It was 9 o'clock on a Thursday night. And he stumbled into the bar. I kid you not. And he, like, came up to the girls and, like, kissed us all on the hand. And he was just, like, too drunk at 9 o'clock on a Thursday night. And then he, like, immediately started talking about, like, oh, like, what do you guys think about threesomes? Like, blah, 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 blah. And then we all just felt, like, really, really uncomfortable. And he did an Irish goodbye. But he ended up, like, before he did that, he bought us, like, table service and like a bunch of food. Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, that was hot tub guy.
That's random as fuck.
I didn't text him back after that, and there was, I think the last text that I got from him was, hey, are you interested in any part-time work?
Oh my God.
So I don't know what kind of part-time work he was trying to get me to do, but
oh, I'm sure it was something not sketchy. Dang. Wow. Okay.
Number 6.
So I met this bouncer. We talked about him a little bit, I think, maybe. Met this bouncer, and he was cool. And afterwards, when he was texting me, he basically, I stopped texting him back for whatever reason. And he was like, well, this conversation, like, went south, but if you ever want to have a good sexual time, like, hit me up.
A good sexual time.
Or something like that.
Yeah, like some fucking...
And I was like, dude, this is the second time we've ever talked. Like, what the fuck? And then I said that to him, and he went off and was, like, telling me how his race was more dominant than mine, and that...
Oh, he's black, by the way, and she's white.
Yeah, so. And that... I'm a cave woman by my ancestry.
No, he said by your ancestral.
Yeah,
like
he used the wrong word to describe me, and he kept calling me the N-word, which I was kind of confused by, and it was really weird. And then I obviously didn't talk to him after that. He fucking found me on Facebook like
2 months later. Or,
yeah, like a long ass time afterwards, which I found incredibly creepy. So don't do that.
By your ancestral. Like, what? Is that English?
Not
and really. I'm pretty sure English is his first language, so we can't give him that excuse.
He said, yeah. Weird.
All right, my number 6 is called, well, I'll erase the name. Let's call him Java. I don't know why that popped into my head, but Java Divorce Papers. So this is a guy that I kind of had a fling with on Tinder, and there was like a good like month or two that we would see each other every week, but kind of fizzled out. And then we would see each other off and on, but there was nothing sexual after that. And now he has a girlfriend. But anyway, he hit me up. This was maybe 2 months ago. And he said, can you do me a big, big favor? He called me. And he said, can you do me a big, big favor? So I had a divorce, I don't know, maybe like a few years ago. And I have to prove. So he doesn't know where his ex-wife is. And so he said, I have to prove that I don't know where my ex-wife is because she won't sign the divorce papers. So we have to go to her old house and confirm that she doesn't live there anymore. And I need a witness, basically. So he's asking me to go to his ex-wife's old house and knock on the door and ask the person who lives there if she lives there or not. And I guess I said yes because this was such a fucking crazy story.
Yeah, for the experience.
Yeah. And anyway, I went and I did it, and the guy, so my friend, or I don't know if I want to call him a friend, but Java, like, didn't tell me the whole story, because apparently she was hosting an Airbnb there and just, like, fled. So the apartment is under her name, but, like, the Airbnb guys are paying it now. I don't know. And it's kind of illegal. So they're sketched. They're, like, sketched out.
Yeah.
But anyway, I knocked on the door, and I didn't know this part. And I was like, does blah, blah, blah live here? And they were like, actually, technically, yes. And I said, well, do you live here? And they say, technically, no. So I couldn't really sign the papers.
Yeah.
Doing what he wanted me to do. But anyway, it was just a really awkward situation. And then he tried to touch my boobs after that. And he has a girlfriend. And then he told me he promised he would take me out to dinner and never did. So fuck you, Java. You know who you
fuck
are.
Fuck you, Java. You suck.
All right. So now we're halfway through.
Oh my god, dude. A lot of weird shit happens to
us.
Yeah.
This is great though. Like, just think about next year, what's gonna happen.
Oh god. Anyways, I'm sure something will happen tonight. My number five is, it says comedians. And we told this story already on Chaz.
Maybe Chaz Johnson part one.
Chaz Johnson.
Oh.
I think we talked about it. But it's when I met Chaz Johnson. And then I went out with his comedian fellow person, like, the day after. And we ended up at the same place that night. And
but how had really you met the comedian guy?
Bumble.
Okay.
Yeah.
So totally random. Totally random.
Like, it was super random.
Yeah.
But that was my number five. So if you want to hear the full story, go back a few episodes and listen.
Yeah, guys. My next story is entitled, I don't know if I want to do the name. Okay, I'll do the name. Josca.
Yeah, he's not going to ever listen to this.
Josca is never going to hear this. And that's not even his real name, so it's fine. So this was a guy that I met on Tinder. We had a few back and forths, but nothing really happened. Like, we didn't ever meet. And then one day I was on the bus on my way to work, and I hear this voice behind me saying, Crispy, but my actual real name. And it was kind of freaky, and then I turned around and I saw it was this guy from Tinder that I had just, like, talked to, but we never met. And so it was super, super random, and we decided that we would meet up with each other. And we also found out that he worked right, literally a block away from where I work. So he worked at a ramen place, a block away from where I work. And so that night, I think, he said that he could get me some free ramen, and I'm not gonna pass down some free ramen. So I got some free ramen. That was chill. Then, so I guess that was our first date or whatever you want to call it. We didn't really talk that much. And then after that, we went on a real date, and we went to just a restaurant and ended up drinking. And then we went to this club called Los Globos, which is known for having some weird-ass 16-year-olds in it.
Yeah, met up with me that night.
Yeah, I met up with Yeggs. And I don't know, it was pretty fun, and I ended up, like, getting really drunk, and I thought the guy was cute, so,
yeah, he was cute.
Yeah, and so we, like, made out on the dance floor. It was pretty fun. And then the next day, he asked to hang out again, but I was hanging out with Yeggs or something. And then after that, he just started sending me a lot of texts, and there was one day that Yeggs and I were at Obi Bear.
Why is it always
the
my
chicken
name?
Place. I don't know. The Yeggs and I were at Obi Bear at the chicken place where I was with the Coke guy. And anyway, we were there and I was texting with Josca, and Josca sent me a song. And it was just some generic pop song.
But it was
called,
a love song.
Yeah, called I Only Need You. And so I said, oh, why did you send me this song? And he said, because it reminds me of you. And I said, oh, what do you mean? And he said, because, quote unquote, I only need you. And mind you, this is like, we'd only met each other twice at this point. And so I just told him, please don't
Don't rush it.
Don't, yeah, do that. Don't say that now. And I think we met one more time after that, and he was kind of, like, clearly trying to be my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And that's just too soon. Like, it's not genuine. Like, you can't like me that much after meeting twice. Yeah, so
exactly.
It was weird. Sorry, Josuka. You was cute, but...
You were ruined it.
I'm crossing you off.
So the next one for me, number four, actually happened last night.
Number four, last night.
So last night we met this group of 21-year-olds, like fresh 21-year-olds.
And you guys, if you guys keep up on our podcast, like this seems to happen to us too often.
So this like stoner guy was talking to Crispy, and I was talking to his friends, and he seemed chill, but like very stoner-like. So anyways, I started talking to him later in the night by myself, and then I was like, oh, like, do you want to go inside? He's like, yeah, let's go dance. And I was like, okay, like, he's cute. Yeah, let's do that. So I start to dance, but then he immediately says to me, well, if you want to just fool around, we can go straight to the bathroom. I was like, bruh.
But wait, how was the dancing? Were you...
We danced for like a sec, literally a second.
And but then you were in front of him, like dancing on his...
We were facing each other.
Oh, okay, okay.
And then he said that, and I was like, what did you just say?
Like, come again?
And then he said it again, and I was like, oh, hell no. No, 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 no. And I walked away, and it was so awkward.
And then so... during that time, I guess I had come in just a little bit before they did, and I came to the front of where the DJ was, and he came up to me, like, after she turned him down, and I didn't know that this happened between them, and he came up to me and was like, do you want to dance? And actually, I don't really like to dance with other people, so I told him that, but I was like, you can dance in my space, but just don't touch me. And so, then he said to me, oh, if we were on a Tinder date right now, what would you say to me? And I said, you're nice, but no thanks. Ah. And then, I don't know, at some point in the conversation, he had mentioned, like, hooking up too, like, really wanted to hook up with me. And he was like, rubbing his hands, like, all over me. And I was just like, this is too much. I'm going to go to the bathroom. Bye. And then, yeah. So
weird.
Yeah. He's very, very 21, I guess.
Oh, gross.
All right. So my... That was your number four? This is my number four. I entitled it Love Song. So this was... I can't give away too much information because it tells you guys about my job and I don't really want to talk about that. But this was a guy that is from a different country and we had kind of a professional relationship with each other. And when he went back to his country, he added me on Facebook.
And you're his superior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he was paying me. And I'm not a prostitute, by the way. And so, anyway, he went back to his country and added me on Facebook and started doing some weird shit, like liking all of my photos and then commenting on everything, like, beautiful smile, love your hair in this picture, and just all this weird shit. And then he started messaging me, like, saying, what's up? Like, how are you doing? And then it just got to be too much, if that wasn't already too much. He just kind of expected me to message him back every day. And he also sent me a love song. And I can't really remember the title of the song or the lyrics, but it was just, like, very, very, like, romantic and intimate. And I kind of just had to break it to him, like, I don't feel this way for you. I don't know if I, like, didn't make that clear before, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. But people should know. And also, we're never gonna see each other again. I'm not coming to your country, and you don't... I don't want to see you again. Sorry.
Yeah, like, why would you think that you have something?
Yeah. I never flirted with him or anything.
I want to know what was going on in his mind, like, throughout your whole...
He had some fantasy that...
Yeah, it was fantasy.
Yeah, that he didn't realize that I wasn't involved in. Like...
My next one is also work related, actually.
It's getting juicy, guys.
So this guy was a client at my job, and so we knew each other. And I always thought he was really hot, and he was so nice. And then, you know, his time was done there, and I didn't really see him. But then I went to a bar one night, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months after we knew each other. And he was there, and I was like, oh, hey. And he gave me, like, the stank eye and was like, who the fuck are you, basically. And I was like, we, like, worked together. And he was like, oh, yeah, like, blah, blah. But he was being really weird that night, and I didn't really understand it. But anyway,
well, he kind of kept hinting that he needed to leave.
He wanted to go home. Yeah,
he had a friend that was with him that was really drunk and
actually hung out with us after he left. But
yeah,
this guy is like 40 something, by the way, and
but he doesn't look super old.
Just like
Let's just keep that in mind. And we're in our 20s, guys.
So the next night, or the next day, I get an email from him saying, and he's fucking email
work account,
to
right?
my work email. And he was like, hey, sorry I rushed out last night. Maybe we can meet sometime without friends. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, he's asking me out. Cute. And I was like, yeah, for sure. Like, here's my number. And then I never heard from him. And then he showed up at my work like 3 weeks later after that email and came in to see me. And like, it was so awkward. And he was just like, oh, I'm here for a meeting. And I was like, okay. And like, that was it. And then I never heard from him ever again.
Yeah.
Like,
so
what's the point?
I think we kind of had some theories. I think that maybe he had a girlfriend and was... Maybe.
He came into my work, though, like, looking for me.
Yeah, so maybe he had a girlfriend, and that's why he didn't respond before.
And then why
maybe it's kind
try?
Of, like, off and on girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. I see. Yeah. He's trying to, like, an option, kind of.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I could totally see that.
But still kind of weird.
It's weird.
Like, I mean, not cool to do.
We're getting close to the top, guys.
Woo, 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 woo. So,
number three. I fucking love this story. I just found this out today. I didn't even know.
It's weird. I didn't know that I never told Yeggs about this story, but this is number three. So, this is another person that I had kind of a professional relationship with, and we weren't friends. We didn't hang out outside of, like, the professional realm, and it was Valentine's Day, and he came up to me after work and gave me a Valentine's Day card and some chocolates. And I'm going to read you guys some of the card. I'm going to leave out some of the revealing
personal information,
but I'm just going to read you like a little bit of this card. So it says, hello, today is Valentine's Day. This is, can't read that part. You need rest. And you know, I can't focus when I see you because you're so beautiful. Everything you do is magic to me. Guys, this is word for word. Sleeping is so hard when you cannot stop thinking about someone. You make me not able to sleep. I can't stop thinking about you. And I just want to tell you, your eyes are like two jewels. Your eyes, irresistible. I hope you enjoy your chocolate. Thank you. So that was my love letter that I got from, and this guy was 18, so
my
it was
God.
Really, yeah, it's really just kind of awkward, and I didn't really know how to handle that because I still, we were still working together, so I kind of had to tell him that, you know, this is my role and this is your role.
Yeah.
We can't really cross those boundaries.
Yeah. So weird.
Yeah. But he's very, very 18. Like,
ew.
Just sorry. Yeah. So whoop, whoop,
whoop, whoop. Okay. So these next two for me, they both happened at the very beginning. Well, okay. One happened. My number one happened at the beginning of the year, and then the number two happened kind of north towards the summer. But so I was out one night, or maybe it wasn't the summer. I don't know. Guys, I can't. Don't do drugs. anyways, I was at the club one night, and it was end of the night. I don't know why. I always find someone at the very end of the night. But
I just saw this like really tall, beautiful man. Like he was fucking hot. Like, oh my God. He was like 6'7", really buff, like
tan.
Yeah, cute. And we just saw each other and just immediately went towards each other and started dancing. And then he was like, you want to get a shot? And I was like, hell yeah. So we started drinking. He bought me like 2 or 3 shots and it was already like 1:30. And so then I left with him and we get back to his place. And before we walk in his apartment, he goes, oh, just so you know, I've been sober and I just relapsed just now with you. And I was like, now. What?
How long had he been sober for?
I think maybe a couple years.
Oh my God.
So I was with him when that was like
his relapse
was him buying me those shots. And it was so weird. And I was like, oh, okay. But he was so hot, you guys. So I was like, he was like not a model. Caring. Yeah. And we fucked. And then he wanted to get breakfast. And at breakfast, he was like, can I get a screwdriver? And then he goes, and you know, and he brought it to him. And he goes, you know what? Just get me another screwdriver. He like ordered a drink as soon as he got a drink. Like he was on a binge and I was with him for that. And yeah, he ended up like being weird. And then we saw each other a few more times where he was drinking the whole time and wanted me to get him drugs and shit. And then
what kind of drugs? Just alcohol?
He wanted me. Weed? Well, or? Just weed because I can't. He tried to get like Molly one night and was like trying to go all out.
Damn.
Yeah. So, but I got a text from him one day saying like, hey, like how to go back to rehab. But maybe we can meet for coffee one day. And I was like, we probably shouldn't. Like, I think I'm a bad influence. But
yeah.
Then he fucking, okay, fast forward to the summer. And we're at FYF Fest, which is a big music festival. And he sees me on social media. And he knew I was going to FYF. But, like, we didn't talk about it. And he fucking showed up at FYF, and I had Crispy go up to him and ask him, like, who he was and stuff, and then I texted him, and I was like, FYF, though, and he never responded.
Yeah, it's but weird.
He still hits me, sometimes he hits me up on Instagram, like
say,
hearts my pictures or whatever, my stories, he looks at all my stories. Yeah, but guys, he's fucking sexy. So but I think would totally bang him again.
He just has no self-control.
Yeah, I mean, he's an alcoholic. That's it.
And he knows that.
He's cool.
Yeah. He wasn't a bad guy to
you. He was really nice. Like, was never a douchebag. Just had,
like, issues. Serious alcohol problems. Yeah. I mean, it's good that you guys didn't get into anything more serious because that could have been really bad.
Yeah.
That guy. I look forward to 2018 and what happens with the alcoholic guy. If anything does.
Probably not, but.
So my number two, I already told some parts of the story, but I'll tell the full story. So this is my first love. It's about my first love, and it's entitled Ex-Boyfriend Confessing Love. I dated this guy in college, and we met when I was 19. So, yeah, and we kind of casually/seriously dated for 2.5 years. And I was really, really madly in love with him at the time, and he kind of broke my heart and, like, moved away to Kansas.
Oh, my God. Who moves away to Kansas?
I guess that's where he's from, so, oh. Yeah. But, anyway, it was really, really, you know, heartbreaking for me. Like, I don't think I've ever felt so... I don't know if depressed is the right word, but just, like, so broken and empty.
Yeah.
Like, ever in my life since then, before or after.
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, the most, like, devastating time of my life. And, so, anyway, we stopped talking for maybe 6 months when, after we broke up, and, now we are good. We talk all the time. We talk almost every day on Facebook chat, which is weird. But anyway, over the summer this year, 2017, he decided to take a bike trip. He lives in New Orleans now, and he decided to take a bike trip on his bicycle, not a motorcycle, his bicycle from New Orleans to San Francisco. And I kind of followed his social media and was talking to him along the way. And I think when he was about in Arizona, because the plan was he was going to come visit me in LA. And when he was in Arizona, he kept saying, like, I don't think I can come. I don't think it's a good idea. And I said, why? Like, just come say hi. Like, yeah. I mean, don't come if you don't want to. But he said he was afraid it was going to be a suburban wasteland. And I got really offended because I love LA. So, anyway, I just, like, kept pressing him, why won't you come? And he told me that he loved me still.
Oh, my God.
And it's been 4 years. And, yeah, so basically he said he never fell out of love with me. And now he's not going to visit me. And
but then when you denied him, he was, like, I don't know, weird, right? He got weird again.
Well, I mean, that's what made it weird was he decided not to come visit. Yeah. Like, yeah. So, I don't know. And also he turned around after that. He didn't even go to San Francisco. So that was weird. And I still don't really know if, like, he meant it or if he was just feeling emotional in that moment. And maybe he was coming, like, to the West Coast to see me.
Yeah.
So that was my number two. Number one.
All right. Number one for Yeggs, which is my name.
That's my name.
All right. So at the beginning of the year, before I met Crispy, actually, I met this guy off Tinder. His name is Nate, and I will use his real name because he's fucking weird. Anyways, met him off Tinder, went to go hang out with him and just, like, smoke weed and chill. And so I went, and I was hanging out with him and his roommate, and they were playing fucking EDM music all night, and we're, like, geeking out about it. And I'm like, EDM is dumb. Sorry for whoever likes it, but I fucking hate it. And anyways, so we went out on the balcony to go smoke, and
sorry guys, but somebody just texted me an old Tinder fling, and he said, hi, what are you doing tonight? Okay, anyway.
Oh my God, forgot about him.
That's weird.
Maybe, why wasn't he on your list?
Because I'm afraid that he might listen.
Okay. Moving on. Anyways, went to go make out with this guy, and he was a terrible kisser. He was one of those kissers that shoves his tongue down your throat, like, the whole time.
Just, like, tongue.
Just all tongue. All tongue, all the time. Do not do that. Like, it's so gross. And I said to him, I was like, hey, like, less tongue. Like, can you not? Yeah. And he didn't. He was like, okay. But he didn't listen, and he kept doing it. And I was like, ew, what? Ew.
Yeah.
But whatever.
At least try to, like, acquiesce your request. Like.
Yeah. It was, whatever. We kept hanging out, and we ended up hooking up, which he was good at everything else, but not that.
Not so he couldn't kiss, but he could,
like, he could do everything else.
Okay.
But then I was like, it was really early, like, right when I woke up, and I just wanted to leave, because that's what you do. And he, so I left. And I didn't want to hang out with him again, but he would always hit me up, like, always text me, Snapchat me. So that was, like, in February. Okay, so, like, 2 months ago, this motherfucker calls me at 3 a.m. He calls me 9 times in a row.
And you haven't talked for 8 months.
We haven't talked that whole time.
Yeah.
Since February. And he calls me randomly 9 times in a row. And then he texts me, and
but
he goes...
What, did you see each call when they came through? Or, like, did you look at your phone
and
you had 9 missed
calls? I
looked
at it, and he kept calling. And so I just shut off the ringer and went back to sleep. And then in the morning, I saw it. And then he texted me afterwards and was like, oh, my bad. Like,
my bad?
And I was like, what the fuck? This guy's weird. And I was really creeped out.
You never responded?
Never responded. Blocked him on everything. And then I fucking go to the club, and he's there. He's there.
The next day, right?
The next day.
That is so weird.
And
I was up in the smoking section and I see his ass walk up and I just like stopped talking and I told my friends, I was like, I have to go. I have to leave right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like dodged him and went downstairs and then explained everything later. He didn't see me, so that was good, but that was the number one creepiest thing that happened to me.
If he followed you there,
I think my theory is that he saw me on SnapMap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys know about SnapMap? That's just creepy.
Snapchat has like a map that you can see where your friends are at. And I have it on, so my fault, but like that's just my theory. I don't know if it was just coincidence, but it was really
weird. Like a really strong coincidence though. Yeah, like the night after he calls you 9 times.
Mm-hmm.
Creepy as fuck. But then after that there was nothing, right?
Your number one, I think, is both of our number ones have to do with stalking.
Yeah. So here's my stalker story. So this guy I met at the end of 2016 at a bar, and he was an aspiring bartender. Oh my God. He worked for Vans, the shoe company, but he really wanted to be a bartender and couldn't find the work. Anyway, but we were just friends. Like, we met at a bar and like had some conversation. He told me his dad died. Like, blah, 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 blah. And maybe we hung out 3 or 4 times. And a lot of the time it was with other people. So there wasn't really anything romantic about our relationship. We never held hands. We never touched each other. Nothing like that. And one night, it was a Monday night, and I had to work. I had to wake up at 6 o'clock the next morning. I woke up to this weird knocking sound. And you know how when you're half asleep, you just sometimes you hear noises and like you don't really think of anything of it and you just fall back asleep. So that's kind of like what happened. And then I kept hearing it. I heard it 2 more times, and then like I think the 3rd time I actually was finally awake, and I realized that the knock was coming from my window, not from my door. Which means, like, somebody was outside my bedroom window.
Oh, my God.
And I was just thinking maybe it's a drunk neighbor. So, yeah, maybe I'll just, like, try to fall back asleep and they'll stop.
Ignore it.
Yeah. And then I looked at my phone, finally, and I realized that I had 5 missed calls from this guy. And I don't think I had talked to him in a few months, because this was the beginning of 2017, and we had met, like, in November 2016. So it had been a few months since I talked to him. And I saw those, and then, as I was looking at the missed calls, he called me. So I answered it, and I could hear his voice outside my window talking to me on the phone. And he's like, and I was, like, laying in my bed, just, like, fucking terrified. And he's like, oh, yeah, like, I'm here. Can you come to the door? Can you come to the door? And I was like, I thought, like, somebody was coming to murder me. I'm still a little scared. Like, this is fucking weird. So I just wanted him to go away because I had to work in the morning. So I went out there, and he was like, oh, I got you these Vans.
Oh my God.
And he presented this box of Vans. And the weird part is, so after he gave me the Vans, I like sent him home and I was like, you're fucking weird. Like, don't ever talk to me again. So there are 2 weird parts about this though. You have to get through 2 locked gates to to my door. So he used like a credit card or something to like get through those locked gates. Actually, there's 3 weird parts. The second weird part is I have no idea how he knew which one was my window. So he was looking through people's windows probably.
Oh, that's fucked
and, like,
up,
could
dude.
See me in my bed or something. Because he had never been inside my apartment.
Ew.
And the third scary thing is I'm not really sure how he knew what my shoe size was. But they fit perfectly.
Oh, my.
Like, this is fucking crazy. So, yeah. I guess after that, though, he texted me the next morning and said, I understand if you never want to talk to me again. And I didn't respond. So at least he acknowledged that was fucking creepy as hell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And never contacted you again.
Yeah. Actually, he did contact me again. I opened my OkCupid like a few months ago, and he had messaged me on OkCupid and apologized. But Anyway, that was fucking scary.
Yeah. That's probably worse than mine.
I don't know. Yours is pretty scary though too. Like,
tell us what you guys think. Who's number one was more creepy?
And also, if you guys have any short, like, scary stories or weird, fucked up guy things that people do to you, or girl things that people do to you, let us know in the DM comments below.
Or in the comments, on Instagram, email.
Yeah, and we also have, the stickers are coming. Also, guys, if you want your picture, or if you're an artist, and you think that you have some cool image that we could put on our stickers or as a logo, send it our way, because we're really open to any kind of designs. We kind of have this theme of weird animals, but yeah, if you want to draw a weird animal or whatever you think could link to our podcast, maybe we'll choose you to be on our sticker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
thanks for sticking with us through this hour long podcast.
Yeah, but it's we really missed you guys and missed interacting. So if you made it all the way through, comment below sex Drake if you made it to the end of this podcast. Thank you for listening, guys. Love you. Stay tuned for stickers. Please email us at crispytarttopics@gmail.com.
Instagram, crispytarttopics. And Happy New Year!
Peace out.